media. Social media can be a good thing, but it can be a bad thing. This week I had a good thing come out of it. I seen a picture that scrolled through my timeline or whatever it's called there, and I asked Brother Connor if he would be able to throw it up. It's a powerful picture, real powerful. And I don't know how this is going to go tonight, but I'm very thankful that when I was that sheep, when I was that one lost one, that Jesus come and found me. So thankful for that. And Sister Denise's song service was just perfect. Just perfect. Because with me trusting in Jesus, and trusting in the God who stays, I finally have realized, and over my years I've truly seen it, that He is our rescuer. Just knowing how God moves is miraculous to me. And tonight I want to look at a couple of scriptures tonight. I seen this picture on Facebook, and God just gave me just a little bitty old study to do. And I pray that you be patient with me as I go through it. I don't know, it's different, I know. But it's okay to be different. The first thing I want to look at tonight is, and the title of my study tonight is Needful People. I'm thankful that I was a needful person and that I was part of those needful people. Because I really wouldn't truly know the true meaning behind this photo. I'm thankful, like I've said once already, that I was that sheep and that Jesus, He come running for me, even though I got nasty. Even though I was nasty, even though I was in a very bad place, he still come and He still came and found me, and I'm thankful for that. Tonight I want to see, or tonight the Bible shows us throughout Scripture that we are needful people. But did you know that the only person who could truly fill our needs is Jesus? We can look forward in a lot of things like I did before I come to know Jesus. There's a lot of materialistic things that you can try to place in front of Jesus that will not hold up. You can search for them in a bottle like some people do, like I did. You can search for them in all other kinds of things. But them things do not fill the void that you have in your life until you know and you meet Jesus. I'm thankful, like I've said 10 times already. I'm just thankful tonight. I don't know, I have a thankful heart tonight that Jesus seen it fit to save an old sinner like me. But tonight I want to take a look at a couple of needs in which Jesus provides. And the first one's going to be found in Psalms chapter number 40. Tonight, and as you turn to the place there, I'm just thankful that tonight that we're going to find out that we need a cleaning. Just like that little lamb is dirty. That's how I was when He found me. I was dirty. I was nasty. I had zero hold for life. I had no hold on life, and I really didn't know what living was until I met Him. And I'm thankful tonight that because of Him, I have an idea now of what life is, and I'm thankful that I have freedom in Him. Tonight, though, we'll see that we need a cleaning, and the first thing I want to look at is Psalms chapter number 40 and verse number 2, and if you have found your place, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. In Psalms chapter number 40 and verse number 2, the Bible tells us that He brought me up. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Let's pray tonight. Lord God, I'm thankful tonight that I come to this place. I just thank You tonight that You are who You are. Lord God, I thank You that You set my feet upon the rock. Lord God, I thank You that You are the rock. Lord God, I thank You that You've given me a faith that has no boundaries tonight, Lord God. Lord God, I thank You that when I was lost and when I was dirty, Lord God, You still seen it fit to save an old sinner like myself. Lord God, I thank You for cleaning me up. Lord God, and I thank You for setting me on that straight and narrow way, as Brother Tony has done talked about. Lord God, I pray for the man, woman, boy, or girl that may be in the house tonight. Lord God, I pray that You just go ahead and let them know that everything's going to be okay. Lord God, if they are like the sheep that's in the picture, Lord God, I pray that they know that they're not alone. Lord God, that you are going through everything with them, just like you did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Lord God, I thank you that you go through the fire with us. Lord God, but I also thank you that you go through everything else as well. Lord God, I love you, and I thank you. It's in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. You may be seated tonight. I want to look at a couple of things, if I can get it out. All day today I've had trouble speaking. I don't know what it is. I get here, I feel freedom. I feel freedom when I get up here. But for some reason, old Satan, all he's wanting to do is hold my tongue. He's wanting to take it and make my words roll where they don't come out right. I've struggled with a speech impediment. I've told it before and my whole life, and it really bothers me. But for some reason, it don't really affect me when I sit here and talk to you in a normal conversation. It only affects me when I get behind the pulpit. That's just a tool of Satan that he's trying to use to divide and just make me feel worthless. But I tell you tonight that he has no room to stand on, because my Jesus has done took care of everything, and he's going to make sure we get through this tonight just as easy as we need it to be. But tonight we see that we need a cleaning, and the first thing I want to talk about tonight that we need cleaned is our physical appearance. Just as that little sheep was dirty, God will take you and he'll mold you and he'll make you. I'm thankful that he molded me and he made me into who I am today. Because if y'all would have known my past and what I've done in my life, y'all wouldn't allow me to stand up here. I have not lived the best life before I come to know Jesus Christ. But if we're all honest, none of us have. Tonight I'm thankful that he's seen it fit to just take me and establish me and set me upon the rock. But not only will he clean up your physical appearance, even though my hair is really shaggy, I need a haircut, but I haven't had time to get one. He not only will he clean up your physical appearance, though, but he'll also clean up your mental, mentality tonight. Before I come to know Jesus, I was struggling, not knowing what role I had in my life that he had carved out for me. I didn't know what he wanted me to do with my life, so I sit there and I pondered day after day after day, is life even worth living? If you have never been there, I pray that you never get there. But if you have been there, I pray, and if you think you're there right now, I pray that you know that you're nowhere near too far gone. God has a purpose and he has a plan for you, and he's going to see it fit to make sure that you get through it. But not only do we need a cleaning up physically, not only do we need a cleaning up mentally, but we also need a cleaning spiritually. I'm thankful that God seen it fit to save an old sinner like me. I say that all the time, but I really do mean it. The McCameys didn't really know that they wrote that song for me when they come out for it, or come out with it. But I'm thankful that he saved an old sinner like me. I'm thankful that he gave me a cleansing spiritually. He took the old nasty, nasty person like myself, and he took me and he washed me clean. Nobody can clean. Mr. Clean ain't got nothing on Jesus. I'll say it that way. Mr. Clean ain't got nothing on Jesus. I'm thankful that my Jesus cleans somebody up, and he can take you no matter how far off you are or how far off you think you are. He can take you and he can establish your goings. He can sit you upon a rock. I'm thankful that he can take you from the uttermost and bring you to where you need to be. And I'm thankful that he can also bring you from the east as far as it is from the west. You're never too far gone. But not only do we need a cleaning, but tonight I also want to look at how we need a constructing. I struggled with that word because when people hear construction or constructing, they think of actual physically constructing something. And that is exactly what I wanted to use, but I thought that was kind of weird. I thought that was a weird word to use. But just when you get cleaned up by Jesus, he starts building you and molding you and making you into who you need to be. I work on a construction crew for the natural gas, and I have not really understood why we call it a construction crew, because we're really not building nothing. We're just putting pipe in the ground. It seems like it's a very far-fetched word for just a little bit of service that we do. But, you know, we steadily building and building and building our business up by continually adding miles and miles of pipe in the ground. And if you ask somebody that works there, what does it take to get gas ran to my house and I do need it now? All you got to do is say you got a chicken house, or you're about to build a chicken house and we're coming. you go ahead and mark it down. We are about to bring a pipe to your house. It don't matter where you're at. If it's rock in your yard, we'll bust it out. It don't matter. We'll get you some gas at that house. But not only does, like how we do that with our gas customers, Jesus also is that way with us. He knows, he loves you so much that he'll take you and he'll mold you and make you into exactly what he wants you to be. Growing up, I had, like I said, I had a speech impediment, and it was hard for me to get words out, and it's gotten a little better, but it also bothers me sometimes. I have flare-ups with it, but if you had told me 15 years ago that I'd be up here on a Wednesday night preaching, I'd have told you no. That is nothing for me. And I say that not to glorify me, but to glorify what God can do in a person's life. He can take you and he can mold you and make you into exactly what he wants you to use. I keep harping on that, but that is exactly what he does. It doesn't matter your past. It doesn't matter anything that you've done. He still loves you well enough to do it. And tonight I want to look at Matthew chapter number 7 and verses 24 and 25. And we can see what he's building tonight. In Matthew chapter number 7, verse 24, the Bible tells us, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended," in verse 25, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." I'm thankful tonight that when he builds us up, he builds us up on his foundation. It's not on what we've done or what we can do, but it's by what he does through us. And I'm thankful for that tonight. But what does he build, or what does he want to build? And the first thing I want to look at under that would be, he builds our walk to be more Christ-like. He'll take you and he will just start filling you with knowledge. He'll fill you with a hunger to read his word, a hunger to be more like him so that you can share the gospel. And it makes it a whole lot easier if you know it to share the gospel compared to somebody that don't. I'm thankful that through my career, working with a gas company, I do get to see a many of people. And the very first thing that I like to ask somebody is, where do you go to church? And it's not that I'm prideful about our building. It's not that I'm prideful about what God's about to build. It's that I'm prideful that God moves. It's that I love coming here because it's such a sweet spirit. Not everywhere I go to a lot of places being able to evangelize. And not everywhere does it have the same feel there as it does here. And I'm thankful for this church, and I'm thankful for what it means to me, and I'm thankful for the opportunities it gives me. But not only does he want to build our walk to be more Christ-like, but he wants to build our lives to be centered around him. You ought to put him as your main focal point in your life. And if you don't have him there, I pray that you get him there. I pray that you allow him just to be your main focus. Because once you focus on him and what he can do through you, doors open up. There'll be opportunities for you to witness and opportunities for you to just make his name known. And it is very important that you allow him to be your focal point in your life. But not only does he build our walks to be Christ-like and build our lives to be centered around him, but something else that he does and he has done in my life is that he builds our faith to endless boundaries in him. I'm thankful that my faith has no boundary. I'm thankful that my God has no boundary. I'm thankful that he'll save the uttermost. And I'm thankful that he'll do whatever it takes to get them. I'm thankful for Jesus and what he does. And I'm thankful for what he done for me on Calvary's Hill. I'm thankful that through my faith, and it's nowhere where it needs to be, but we're getting there. It's a work in progress. But it's important to know that as long as he's your focal point, your faith will be where it needs to be. It'll get there. If you don't have the faith that I'm talking about, I pray that you get it. But not only do we need a cleaning, and not only do we need a constructing, but in Jeremiah chapter number 29 and verse 11, we see that we need a caretaker. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ is my caretaker. As I watched my papa lay on his bed a couple of days before God called him home, I got to see a many of caretakers come in and take care of him. And at that point in his life, he needed that. Little did I know that I needed it, because it stuck out to me that just as them nurses, they nourished him and they took care of him. My Jesus does that for me. I'm thankful that when I get too far strayed out, he still stands there with open arms, waiting on somebody to return, waiting on me to return. He is the most ultimate caretaker. And if you don't think he is, then let me fill you in with something. In Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." He already has the plans figured out. He already has all your cares and all your worries taken care of. There's a song that I love to listen to. It says that he's the ultimate burden bearer. Just bring your burdens and all your cares to him, and he'll tote that heavy load. And I'm thankful for that. But we need a caretaker, number one, to provide the needs listed that we have talked about tonight, and some of those that I forgot about. There's so many more needs that you need and that you may have that Jesus can meet. There's so many things that he can do if you'll just trust him. If you'll just trust in Jesus and let him move. Let him be your main focal point and just focus on him. Read the Word of God. It'll sit there and it'll be your best GPS that you'll ever have. He is the best pilot that I've ever seen in my life. He can take you and take you to places you've never been before if you'll just let him drive. If you'll just let him pilot your plane that is your life. But not only does he provide the needs listed and those that aren't, but we also need that caretaker, which is Jesus, to protect us from Satan. When Satan comes and he knocks on your door and he does all he can do to tear you down, chew you up, spit you out, it's important to know that he has nowhere to stand once you know Jesus. There's not a thing he can do. Not a thing that he can do to you. BJ talks about it a lot of times. He talks about that he can only go so far. And what he means by that is there's a bloodline that's been put on your life when you're born again. Satan can't cross that bloodline. There's nothing that he can do to save man other than torture you. Look at Job. I think of Job a lot. And I pray that God just gives me the strength and the courage that he gave Job, just to sit there and handle all the beatings and all the pain and all the everything that comes with Satan, everything that's not good, just to let me handle it just well enough that I can give him glory through it. I thank him for that, and I thank him for who he is. But not only do we need him to provide the needs or to protect us from Satan, but we also need that caretaker, which is Jesus, to prevent us from falling to the wayside. We heard about the straight and narrow and how hard it is to stay on. We heard about the ditch, how hard it is to get in it. Today I was bush hogging at work, and it had come a flood last night, and I got that old Massey Ferguson that didn't want to crank. I took it down there, and I bush hogged a little bit of sides of the road, and that thing's a two-wheel drive, and it don't run very good, and we don't hardly use it. It's our spare tractor. Our other one's just on a job somewhere else, and I got out there on it, and I guess that rain made everything feel a little soapy. It made that ground a little soapy, and as I was going down the side of the road, I started spinning on my back right tire, and I just kind of panicked and mashed the brake and didn't realize I had the brake pedals locked, and I mashed the right brake. So guess where I went? In the ditch and in a hurry. But thankfully, once I got in that ditch, I stayed in that rut for a little while. Our lives are just like that. There's times in our lives where we're going to be in a rut. But thankfully, even though I was in that rut today in that tractor, that rut only lasted for so long until I hit hard ground and I come back out of it. Just like that tractor come back out of that rut, our lives are the same way. Once we get in a rut, Jesus will pull you out of it. He is the best winch man I've ever seen in my life. You can't get so stuck with Jesus, and he's going to open up a way. And I'm thankful that, and I'm not comparing him to no Massey Ferguson tractor, because I own green. I would give him a little bit better benefit of the doubt. I'd at least let him know that he is a John Deere in my eyes. But no, I'm just kidding. Jesus, he's so perfect to me, man. He does so much for me, and he's done so much for me. He's blessed me beyond all measure. He's blessed me with a loving wife that I can finally say that's still weird. We've been married 2 months, but I'm thankful for Natalie and what she means in my life. He's blessed me with a loving family. He's blessed me with a good job, even though it's hot running that shovel. He's blessed me beyond all measure, and I truly mean that. And I pray tonight that if you realize that you have some needs in your life, I pray that you realize who can handle them and who can meet them. I pray that you talk to Jesus about them, because once you ask him for them, he's going to meet them. Let's pray tonight. Lord God in heaven, I come to you now just to thank you for another opportunity to preach your word. Lord God, I thank you for the word that you've given me tonight. Lord God, I pray I didn't make a mess of it. Lord God, I pray that you just take it and apply it to my life and nobody else's. Lord God, I pray right now for the man, woman, boy, or girl that may have come into this house tonight with a bunch of needs. Lord God, just as the picture showed a little bit ago, Lord God, I pray that if there is a lost lamb out here tonight, Lord God, I pray that you just allow them to know that you're right behind them. Lord God, that they're never too far gone or never too far astray, Lord God, that you are always there with open arms. Lord God, and I'm thankful for that tonight. Lord God, I pray right now that you just move in a mighty way tonight. Lord God, I thank you for the spirit that's in the house tonight. Lord God, I thank you that even though Satan tries to come against us and tries to throw wrenches in all of our plans, Lord God, I thank you that he can't cross that bloodline tonight. Lord God, I thank you for who you are and that saving grace. Lord God, I thank you for that blood that was shed on Calvary's hill for me. Lord God, that cleansed me up. Lord God, and that provided me ways out of the miry mud. Lord God, I thank you for who you are. Lord God, and I thank you that you'll save all the way to the uttermost. And Lord God, when we get in a little bit of a rut, Lord God, I thank you that you pull us back out and set us back on that straight and narrow. Lord God, I pray for the church folk tonight. Lord God, I pray that as they continue their week, Lord God, I pray that you just keep them wrapped up in a hedge of protection, Lord God. And I pray that you pour a double portion of blessings out tonight on each and every one of us. Lord God, I pray for the prayer request that was mentioned tonight. Lord God, the ones that's on our hearts. Lord God, and the ones that's left our minds but still there. Lord God, I pray that you just meet those needs and those lives tonight. Lord God, and I pray for our mission team as they're up doing your work. Lord God, I pray that you give them good weather. Lord God, I pray that you give them a peace and a grace that passes all understanding, Lord God. And I pray that if they have one person that comes up there, Lord God, just like that little lost sheep, Lord God, I pray that you give them an opportunity to just direct them to you. Lord God, I pray right now that you just have your will and way through our lives. Lord God, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. Amen.